Listen to the radio.
Tonight on Notably Texan, we devote some time to a Texas musician, singer, and songwriter with a career that spans more than 40 years. Don Williams grew up in Portland, Texas, and started off in music with the Pozo Seco Singers.
I'll kiss you one more time and leave you on the rolling river shore of changes.
Don then launched his long-lived solo career in 1971 and has taken many great songs to the charts like I Believe in You.
But I believe in love. I believe in baby.
And Tulsa Time.
Living on Tulsa Time. Living on Tulsa Time.
Don was also recently inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2010, the highest honor in country music. Don Williams will be the headliner of the Kenneth Threadgill Concert Series in Greenville tomorrow night, Tuesday, June 19th. But tonight, we're going to hear from the gentle giant of country music in his own words. Our chat begins with talk about selections from Don's latest album, And So It Goes, as he describes the song, Better Than Today.
Isn't that beautiful? I didn't write it, you know, but I do. I think it's great. And I think we all need to be encouraged in that direction, because goodness knows we sure have enough to drag us down. We need to laugh a little more and just smile a little more and just feel that things are gonna get better.
I got high hopes that tomorrow is gonna be better than today. It don't look like it's coming, I know. Why not believe it anyway? Call it a prayer, call it a dream, call it a leap of faith, if you call it anything. I got high hopes that tomorrow is gonna be better. I got two hands that ain't afraid to work hard, and I jump out of bed every day. Yeah, I know these times now real hard, but looking on the bright side always pays. Call it a prayer, call it a dream, call it high hopes that tomorrow is gonna be better than today. I know it's dry, but that's gonna change. But I can smell the rain. Call it a prayer, call it a dream, call it a leap of faith, if you call it anything. I got high hopes that tomorrow is gonna be better than today. It don't look like it's coming, I know.
Don Williams giving us some insight on music from his latest album, And So It Goes. He went on to open up about the song Heart of Hearts.
Well, my thoughts on that song would be, it's addressing the spiritual aspect of our existence and what how important it is to us. Because I don't care if you're a Buddhist or you're whatever, it addresses what your spirituality is and how it's centered in you and is always honest if you listen.
Here's Heart of Hearts by Don Williams on Notably Texan. You're listening to 88.9 KETR.
In your heart of hearts, there is a voice. It speaks from truth and not from choice. It sees it all, not just in part. Deep inside your heart of hearts, a secret place known to your soul, where you can't hide, but you can go when it's all too much and you fall apart. There's a state of grace called your heart of hearts. Just listen to your life, it's talking to you. There'll always be a light that's running through you, flowing from a well that never runs dry. When you're at the point, down on your knees, you find your weakness can be your strength. 'Cause where one ends, the other starts. Deep inside your heart of hearts, just listen to your life. It's talking to you. There'll always be a light running through you, flowing from a well that never runs dry. In your heart of hearts, there is a voice. It speaks from truth and not from choice. It sees it all, not just in part. Deep inside your heart of hearts,
music by country music legend Don Williams on Notably Texan. This is your station, 88.9 KETR. We're getting a rare opportunity to hear directly from Don Williams tonight, leading up to his performance in Greenville tomorrow night at Municipal Auditorium. We're talking about selections from his latest album, And So It Goes. Let's talk about the title cut a bit with Don. You wrote that along with Tim Williams. Any relation, Don?
Tim's my son and a very talented young man. Very good writer, singer, musician, and on occasion he'll come to me with a song that he's writing that he's hit some kind of a blockade, you know, and I'll try to help him along with it.
And how does that work out when you're writing a song with father and son?
I try my best to be as overbearing as I possibly can. I think more than anything, I just give suggestions and let him figure out the words.
How long have you guys been writing together?
Well, off and on, you know.
Let's check that song out now. It's the title cut from the Don Williams album, And So It Goes. You're listening to Notably Texan on KETR.
I thought we'd always be together In my mind there was no doubt. Our two hearts were bound forever. We would never be without. Spring to summer, falls to winter. Those that can just fly away to find a place for them that's better. I guess here is where I'll stay. And so it goes. While we were busy with the details of our lives every day, thinking time was on our side, I turned around and you were gone. And I'm left here with the words I never got around to saying. I don't know why. I guess I never thought our time could pass us by. Life for you took new direction, one I may never figure out. But nature goes about her business with new surprises every day. So it goes. While we were busy with the details of our lives every day, thinking time was on our side, I turned around and you were gone. And I'm left here with the words I never got around to saying. I don't know why. I guess I never thought our time could pass us by. Turned around and you were gone, and I'm left here with the words I never got around to saying. I don't know why. I guess I never thought our time could pass us by.
We've got a rare opportunity to hear directly from country music legend Don Williams tonight on Notably Texan. Don, you were born in Floydada, Texas, but the family ended up moving south, right?
I guess I was probably about in the second or third grade when we moved down to the coast.
A lot of artists that I talk to have some very vivid early musical memories. I would assume some of your musical memories might be through the radio, maybe listening to the Opry or late night radio. How was music and how did it become a part of your life?
Well, my earliest, very earliest recollection is my mother was a big Hank Thompson fan. And so I heard quite a bit of Hank Thompson. And then as I got a little bit older to where I could have my private place to be with a radio, I listened to the Louisiana Hayride and the Grand Ole Opry. And that's really about all the country music there was around then.
So I'm always curious to ask about this, Don, whether it's somebody who's moving from a smaller town in Texas to Austin to try to make it big, or in your case, moving from Texas to Nashville. How much time was there from when you arrived in Nashville to when you started having some sort of legitimate success?
Well, the very first time I came to Nashville was not with just me. It was with the Pozos, the Pozo Seco Singers. And we came to Nashville to promote our record at that point in time and talk about getting a record deal with a big, legitimate record label. But then the second time that I came to Nashville, we moved here from Highland Park, Illinois. That's just north of Chicago. I was still with the Pozos then, but when it really started coming together as far as just a solo career was when I moved back to Nashville the third time and got associated with Jack Plant and Alan Reynolds and all that.
I'm chatting a bit with Don Williams tonight on Notably Texan. This is your station, 88.9 KETR. Let's shift our focus back to your latest album, And So It Goes. There's a song on this album called I Just Come Here for the Music. And there's these two characters that are so rich, really descriptive, that they are both on the rebound, you would assume. There's a junior high awkwardness or timidity to these two adult people who meet and try to make sure the other one knows, no, I'm not interested in a relationship.
That's exactly the way the song affected me. I've never been in that situation. I've never been to a dance hall and gone through that kind of a thing, you know. But the emotion of it and the clarity of the characters is just overwhelming to me. And I know that's the reason I wanted to record it. Is number one, it's very, very well written. The interest is just of what's transpiring is just awesome.
And at the end of the song, it seems like they still do not allow themselves.
You don't know. That's one of the things I love about it. You don't know what happens with them.
I suppose songs, like all arts, are in the eyes or ears of the beholder, right? Let's check out this tune, I Just Come Here for the Music, on Notably Texan. More with Don Williams coming up.
He doesn't mean to come on too strong. It takes all the strength he's got just to walk up to her table with his big old broken heart. And he stumbles on the way. He tries his best to smile. And he finally just says, forgive me, I haven't done this in a while. I just come here for the music. I get lost here in the sound. I ain't looking for nobody, but could I buy you one more round? Don't that fiddle play so lonesome? Don't that singer sing so good? I just come here for the music. How about you? She doesn't mean seem so cold. He's just asking for a dance. Lord knows her body's willing, but her heart can't take that chance. She doesn't want to hurt his feelings. He's got an understanding smile, like he can see she's healing. Could we sit here for a while? I just come here for the music. I get lost here in the sound. I ain't looking for nobody, but you can buy me one more round. Yeah, that fiddle plays so lonesome, and that singer is so good. I just come here
I just come here for the music. How about you?
Don Williams from his latest album, And So It Goes. That's a song that features Alison Krauss called I Just Come Here for the Music. We've got an opportunity to sit down and hear directly from the artist himself tonight, Don Williams, chatting a bit with Notably Texan, leading up to his live performance in Greenville tomorrow night at the Kenneth Threadgill Concert Series. Don, there's another cut on this new album called Infinity. I'm really curious to know what kind of spoke to you on this song. If I'm not mistaken, there seems to be some kind of deeper metaphysical things going on behind this one, Infinity.
Well, the opportunity that you have to come up with really new thought are so seldom. And I personally have always been very interested in the pyramids and aliens and studying creation and all of that stuff. And for somebody to be able to put all of that together in a song as a new thought, because I haven't heard it before in a song, and at the same time, weave that into what love is and how long love lasts, I thought was brilliant.
Just how far does the universe go? Does it ever end? You say you want to know. Just how high can you count before the number who built the pyramids? Do aliens exist? Where does God come from? One more phenomenon. But if you know how strong my love is, and your heart and mine can comprehend just how long I'm going like this, then you'll know what infinity is. Then you'll know. They say time goes on and on, even after there's a black hole up in space that even light can't escape. Who built the pyramids? Do aliens exist? Where does God come from? One more phenomenon. But if you know how strong my love is, and your heart and mine can comprehend just how long I'm gonna feel like this, then you'll know what infinity is, then you'll know. They'll find some answers, all those mysteries, but they won't understand what's between you and me. Who built the pyramids? Do aliens exist? Where does God come from? One more phenomenon. If you know how strong my love is, and your heart mine can comprehend just how long I'm gonna feel like this. Well, then you'll know what infinity is. Then you'll know. Then you'll know.
Don Williams is my guest tonight on Notably Texan, generously giving us some insight into cuts from his latest album, And So It Goes. There's another one called What If It Worked Like That? That's another song that really kind of makes you step back and think a little bit. There's some philosophy in this one, right, Don?
I like it. I mean, it's back to that optimistic attitude of how things could be. Of course, we're not all old when we get here, you know, and get younger every year. But just the message of it is interesting to me, you know, that there's a lot of things that we could approach different than how we do.
A little younger every year, and we all laughed in the face of fear like it was nothing. What if we could all come in first place, take our time without being late, drink a few beers just to get in shape? Yeah, wouldn't that be something? What if it were in mid catching fish, and all the pride and prejudice had to give in to loving. What if it worked like that? What if this big old world didn't turn so fast? We took a little less and gave a little more back. Yeah, what if it worked like that?
Texas music from legend Don Williams on Notably Texan. You're listening to 88.9 KETR. Don is granting us some really interesting insight into music from his latest album, And So It Goes. I mentioned at the top of the interview, you have been doing music now for more than 40 years. How do you handle the adoration? Audiences really respond to you, Don. Does it make you uncomfortable?
It's always a real combination of... I don't think any performance I've ever done, or every performance I've ever done, is a very humbling experience. Some are just overwhelming. The audience just overwhelms me. It seems that they give me more than I possibly can give them. That's what it usually leaves me with.
So I'm curious, is that why you're kind of reserved on stage? You're a guy that writes songs and sings for a living. Do you actually find it kind of hard to find the words sometimes?
It's always hard for me to find the words, as you probably witnessed today.
Hey, Don, we're just thrilled to have you opening up to us here on Notably Texan. It's really an honor to get to talk to you here tonight on 88.9 KETR. I want to ask you about another song from your latest album, which is called Imagine That. This is another one of those someone finds true love kind of songs, or are we imagining what it would be like if we did find true love?
That's not where I'm at with it. Mm-hmm. Where I'm at with that lyric is that he had it and lost it. And to have it back again. Imagine that. That's what that song says to me.
Now, who's that singing with you on this tune?
Keith Urban and Garth and Tim, my young son.
I believe that Keith Urban has actually cited you as one of his biggest influences, Don. Did you two get to sort of form a relationship out of this? And how did this opportunity for him to sing on the record actually come about?
I have a huge amount of respect for the young lad. I met his family in Australia, and I usually tell him every time I see him, you come from good stock. And he does. His family is beautiful, just wonderful people, and I just thank the world of Keith.
A lot of times when people do these duos, they're not actually in the same studio. Were you two actually in the same location when you recorded that?
We actually recorded it. We sang both parts on separate mics, but we sang it and recorded it together. It is a performance.
The gentle giant of country music is opening up to Notably Texan about everything from his long-standing music career to cuts from his latest album, And So It Goes. There's a song on here called First Fool in Line that, after you've listened to the lyrics on this, it's really interesting because this guy just cannot give up on this love. He's just looking for one more chance, even though he knows he may be miserable before it's all said and done again, but he's just crazy about this girl, isn't he?
It's pathetic.
Well, Don, love is something that can really affect us humans like no other emotion, right?
Yeah, love hurts. Now, the thing is interesting to me about that song is just how well it's written. The guy knows he's just being a fool, but he just can't help it. If he had any encouragement at all, he'd be right back in that hot water again, and he knows he would get hurt, but it's just worth it to him.
So I got to ask you, was it intentional to leave the sort of pause between first and fool? Because you don't know if he's going to be the first love in line, the first guy in line, or first whatever. Was that by design?
That's the way he wrote it.
Byron Hill and Tammy Kidd were the co-writers on this one. First Fool in Line by my guest Don Williams. We'll chat with Don a bit more when we come back on Notably Texan, your station 88.9 KETR.
I know I shouldn't love you from the way we said goodbye, and I know that there are others tears for you still in their eyes. But if I thought that you were lonely, I wouldn't waste any time. I'd be the first fool in line. Funny thing about a memory, when it comes to love, it forgets about the bad times and remembers what it wants. So if ever you are looking for a heart whose love is blind, I'll be the first fool in line. I'll fall back into your arms again, just as fast as the fool I was back then. I know I should know better. I know the hurt I'll find, but I'll be the first fool in line. Thank you.
I fall back into your arms again, just as fast as a fool I was back then. So if ever you are looking for a heart whose love is blind, I'll be the first fool in line. I'll be the first fool in line.
We're spending some time with country music legend Don Williams tonight on Notably Texan. You're listening to 88.9 KETR, listener-supported radio for Northeast Texas. We're talking a bit about this album, And So It Goes, and its conception. We've played a lot of cuts off the album so far, and as you kind of wrap up this CD, comes to a close with a song about how quickly time gets away and not living with regret. You and your son Mike are co-writers on this. Was this your idea, or did your son bring it to you?
The inception was Mike's idea, and we got together and pounded it out.
I know different songs have much different lengths behind them on how long it took to write them. How quickly did you write this particular song?
We probably really suffered with it for a couple of weeks at least. I mean, every day.
Are the songs better historically that you have to sort of suffer with to get to the end result? Or the ones that you go, boy, I should have suffered more with that one. Do those end up being the better songs?
I don't know. There are those that I think are that come as a challenge, like that one, and then some are just a gift. My experience through the years have been the ones that have been given to me as a gift. They come so fast that I can hardly write them down quick enough. I'm just scared that I'm going to lose it before I can get it written down.
Do you have any examples?
Lay Down Beside Me, Out of Way to Go, Love Me Over Again. But those, I mean, you just know it's a gift. And you better get on it. You better write it down and you better record it on something, because it'll just be gone as fast as it came.
Don Williams is our guest tonight on Notably Texan. You've become known for your consistency. The audience, the fans, they know you're going to deliver every time you step behind that microphone and get on stage.
Well, if I get to a point to where I don't think I can, I won't be there.
Would you consider yourself shy or quiet?
Probably both.
Well, how about this? Do you think that the rest of the world talks too much?
A lot of times I do.
Well, but hey, that gives you a chance to listen, because you listen more than the average person does.
I learned very early in life that you don't learn anything with your mouth open, with your mouth working. The only way you learn is when you listen.
Let's go back to the year 2010. What was going through your mind, Don, when you got the call that you were going to be an inductee into the Country Music Hall of Fame?
Lord have mercy.
Don Williams is now in there with the likes of Jimmy Dean, Billy Sherrill. It's amazing, isn't it?
It's just unbelievable. I don't know what else to say about it. It's just unbelievable.
If you don't mind, Don, take me through a day in the life of Don Williams on the road. Do you get up early, sleep late? Do you eat the same thing every day? What's that ritual like for you when you're out on the road?
The only thing that really is consistent on the road is inconsistency. No 2 days are alike. You may have a great night of rest, and you might not have rested at all. There may be plenty of food available, and there may be none. Sound check, you know, getting the system all set up and everything might be great, and it might just be a nightmare. It's a very inconsistent situation. You're dealing with a new location, new personnel, and all that every day. So it really is. Every day is a challenge.
Okay, so when you're home, what do you like to keep consistent? Do you get up early? Do you drink coffee? What do you do, Don?
Usually I'm up before daylight. And morning is not the only time allocated for coffee. It just, it's like everything else. I just play it by ear. Whatever comes down the pike that day, you know. You address it.
Well, Don, it has been a real treat to be addressed by you tonight here on Notably Texan. It's not every night we get to sit down and talk to a legend like yourself. I want to remind everybody that Don Williams will perform as the headliner at the Kenneth Threadgill Concert Series tomorrow night in Greenville, with Matt Hillier and Max Stalling doing a song swap leading up to Don's performance. And I got to say, Don, thanks to good old boys like you, we are able to spin some great music here on the program. And I thank you again so much for joining us tonight. Let's check out Don Williams' tune, Good Old Boys Like Me, on Notably Texan, your station, 88.9 KETR.
When I was a kid, Uncle Remus, he put me to bed with a picture of Stonewall Jackson above my head. Then Daddy came in to kiss his little man with gin on his breath, a Bible in his hand. He talked about honor and things I should know. Then he'd stagger a little as he went out the door. I can still hear the soft southern winds in the live oak trees. And those Williams boys, they still mean a lot to me. Hank in Tennessee, I guess we're all gonna be what we're gonna be. So what do you do with good old boys like me? Well, nothing makes a sound in the night like the wind does. But you ain't afraid if you're washed in the blood like I was. The smell of cave jasmine through the window screen. John R. and the Wolfman kept me company by the light of the radio by my bed, with Thomas Wolfe whispering in my head. I can still hear the soft southern winds and the live oak trees. And those Williams boys, they still mean a lot to me. Hank in Tennessee, I guess we're all gonna be what we're gonna be. So what do you do with good? In school, I ran with a kid down the street, and I watched him burn himself up on bourbon and speed. But I was smarter than most, and I could choose. Learn to talk like the man on the 6 o'clock news. When I was 18, Lord, I hit the road. But it really doesn't matter how far I go. I can still hear the soft southern winds in the live oak trees. And those Williams boys, they still mean a lot to me. Hank in Tennessee, I guess we're all gonna be what we're gonna be. So what do you do with good old boys like me? Yeah, what do you do with good old boys?